When we lived in Berea, Kentucky, Dad had a guy that worked for him, a fellow named Junior Gay. And Junior and his family lived up in a little place called McKee, Kentucky, kind of a really rural community out in the, probably about an hour, I guess, from where we live. But Junior called Dad one day and he said, "Bring Alan and y'all come up tonight and we'll shoot rats." There was a dump up there outside of McKee that had been there for Lord knows how long. But it was a place, and actually the dump was actually on the Forest Service. It was a big cliff line that people would back up to, and there was bollards there to keep you from going over into the trash. But basically what people had been doing forever was rolling trash over this cliff. And I don't know how many tons of trash there were, but it was huge, and it had this monstrous population of rats. So the idea was you go out there at night with a 22 rifle or a pistol and a light, and you'd sit there and you could hear the rats below you milling around, and you'd hear a tin can drop or Lord, a refrigerator take off and go over the hill. But you sit there a minute and Junior and Dad or somebody counts to three and we'd flip them lights on and those rats, they'd just be illuminated by these flashlights. And it'd sound like a young war. You'd just shoot till you ran out of bullets. We've gone in there, me and Dad, and have a brick of 22 shells, which is 500 rounds. And I remember walking out of there at 3 and 4 in the morning, and not having enough 20. You could hold what 22 shells we had left in our hands. Went up there one time with a fellow named John Nelson, I think was the name of the state trooper. And Dad had been talking about shooting these rats at this place, and John wanted to go up there and go with us. But John being a trooper, he shot his service revolver was a 357, and a 357, you can shoot 38 slugs out of it, or wad cutters. And we were up there one day, and Dad was shooting that pistol, and all of a sudden we turned up, the lights had been off a little while, and we heard something behind us, and turned them on, there was this rat just sitting out there in the middle of the parking lot. Dad turned that 357 on him, and man, absolutely liquidated him. But that was the kind of place you'd go at, you know, like the places that done. You'd go out there, and Lord, there'd be preachers, and people that from the community. It was just like a social gathering. You hear people laughing and talking about shooting this and this and that, and they'd have everything out there from 22 rifles, a shotgun, 30-06, just whatever people had shells for. You'd get out there and it'd sound like a young war out there in the middle of the night.